We are a friendly church. We are we're polite and we're cordial, but we need to do more. I think part of that's probably because we're in the South. You know, I know a lot of people that are real polite and friendly when maybe they don't even mean it in their hearts because they've just been raised, that's what you do. There are other parts of the country, you're not raised that way, and people seem a little more cold. You know, I've seen people go up to other people and talk, and I say, oh, well, you know them? No, I was just being polite. In the body of Christ, we need what our bishop calls radical hospitality. We need to be more than polite. We need to be even more than just friendly. Those are good things. And I'm glad people feel that we're friendly. But we need to go even a step further. Jesus is always asking us to go the second mile. And we see this exhibited in the life of Abraham. This is an interesting passage for a number of reasons. You notice it talks about saw three men standing near to him. It was a hot day, probably a lot hotter than yesterday. And it was plenty hot yesterday, walking around out in the sun. But there was a nice cool breeze blowing. There was a chance to be under the trees, and Abraham took advantage of sitting under the ledge of the tent right at the door in the heat of the day when he saw these three strangers, but he addressed them as Lord, singular. So theologically, there's some thought this may be a representation of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's just sort of, we throw that in as a freebie today. It's not really connected that much to the lesson, except that it shows God reaching out to us. And that is a wonderful and a radical hospitality, that God invites us into God's presence. And Abraham did the thing that Arab and nomadic people who lived in that part of the world do. You're supposed to greet the stranger. You're supposed to take care. The Bible talks about the sojourner, the person who's there traveling through for a short while. You welcome them. And he did his duty. It said that he went out and he bowed down to them and greeted them with hospitality. He invited them to come and enjoy some shade. He gave them a little water to wash their feet, which was a custom of the day, for them to rest themselves under a tree, and he gave them a little bit of bread. Now, at that point, his duty was over. He had done all that polite etiquette required of you. He gave them the minimum hospitality of his tent, of his home. But the radical hospitality comes next. Because it says a little further down in the sixth verse that he went to Sarah and he said, make quickly three measures of choice flour. Use the best and make some cakes. And these are probably griddle cakes, more like the pita bread, you know, that we get in the store. Or maybe some of you who enjoy cooking like I do, you buy these gadgets and you got them stacked up someplace in the house. You know, I've got one of these pita makers that I've used a half a dozen times, and it rests there with other devices and gadgets that look interesting. Well, you know, they just had their griddle, their flat stone that was hot. But he says, get the choice flour, the very best flour, and let's just not feed them the bread that was around the tent. Let's give them fresh bread right now. And then he sent one of his servants out and said, go to the herd and get a calf. Get a tender, good calf, and prepare it for them and cook it. And then he took curds and milk and the calf when it was prepared and the hot bread, and he served it to them under the shade of that tree. And notice this. He stood by them under the tree while they ate. Now that's pretty significant, because it was really the custom for the sojourner to join you for a meal. But what did Abraham do? Abraham took the role of a servant and stood by while they ate the best he had to offer. I want to challenge you today to do what Abraham did. That was radical hospitality. He went way beyond conventional etiquette. He went way beyond what we might consider a sense of duty. That's radical responsibility. I think that's the kind of thing our bishop is talking about. If we want to have a growing and dynamic church, we have to be more than polite, more than friendly. We have to have a radical hospitality. Now, how do we translate what Abraham did into what we can do here? You know, about 5 years ago, the Methodist Church embarked on an advertising campaign that's still going on. Every once in a while, you'll see a commercial on TV, particularly cable channels and satellite channels, and it's the theme: open hearts, open minds, open doors. Now we say, well, our doors are always open to people that come in. But you see, we've got to give people our hearts and our minds. We've got to pay attention to them. We have to hear what they say. We have to share from our heart and experience the very heart of who they are. And then we've moved from being friendly and cordial to radical hospitality. We're taking that extra step. We're going that extra mile. That's what Abraham did for the visitors who came to his tent and his home that day. When we welcome people, do we really welcome with the depths of an open heart and an open mind? Let me ask you a question. Think back maybe to just this morning, but the last week or so. When you're invited to share the peace, do you introduce yourself and say, "Hi, my name's Mike. What's yours?" Or do we do the polite thing? "Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you." You know? And I wonder how long it takes for people who kind of sit in the same spots to actually get to know the people around them and know what their name is. Because you see, we're friendly, we're polite, we're cordial, but do we go the next step to say, "I'm so and so, who are you?" And do we go a step further than that and maybe hang around a little bit after the service and share something from our heart and find something that's in their heart and mind? That's radical hospitality. Do you do that? That's what God's calling us to do. That's what Abraham did. That's what God did in his son Christ Jesus. That is radical hospitality to the world, to offer his son. And if we're going to be a dynamic, growing church, we've got to take that extra step. That's how we have an open mind and an open heart. We share it. I don't mean having an open mind and an open mouth. You know, we've got people who say, "Well, I wonder why they're coming here. Wonder why they decided to come in our Sunday school class. We had to go out and get some extra chairs." You know, that's not exactly an open mind and an open heart. That's sort of an open mind like a leaky bucket. where, you know, as an afterthought, those things come out. You know, that's what we're here for, to reach and greet people in the name of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we have to go overboard to do it. I remember someone telling me about attending a meeting in our church, a meeting where there was a meal. I'm not going to identify the meeting or the group, just say it comes under the umbrella of the church. And they brought guests with them, and after the politeness of, hey, how you doing, no one spoke to those visitors the whole meal. See, we did our duty. We were polite. We were friendly up front. But the person sat through a whole meal, and other than the friend that brought them, was not talked to or engaged by anyone. How many times do we get together in our fellowship and we sit at the table with the same people we always sit with, instead of noticing someone that we don't know very well and say, I'm going to go over and sit at that table. I'm going to get to know those people. That's radical hospitality. That's the example that Abraham set for us in Scripture. That's the example God set for us in the gift of His Son, Christ Jesus, that opened Himself up to the whole world, that we could be grafted in to His family. I'm so glad that you and your wife are leaving Field, that you are part of a family from the time that you came here. That's a great and wonderful thing. But we need to work harder to make sure everyone can have that sense, because we're inviting them not into the family of St. Matthew's. We're inviting them as family members in the family of God. And we need to get to know our family better. Well, I invited them to come to Sunday school class or this or that a couple of times. Well, invite them a couple more times, and then a couple of more times, and a couple of more times. You know, just, I told somebody the other day, I'd rather see us run people away by inviting them to stuff than giving up on them. I want to say, I ain't going back to that church because they just won't let me alone. I'd rather see people live here because we leave here because we're reaching out to them than because we gave up on them because we asked once, twice, three times, and they didn't show up. Our Scripture teaches you, don't give up. We're doing God's work. We're doing God's work. Radical hospitality. You know, we can go with that theme of open hearts, open minds, open doors. We can listen to the advertisement, but do we really have open pews? Or are we offended if someone sits in our spot? Do we have open parking? When we get here, the place we usually park almost every Sunday, somebody got there first. Do we have open tables when we have fellowship meals? Do we have truly open groups that invite people to be a part of the group when we gather for meeting? That's the real meaning of an open mind and an open heart. That is the real meaning of radical, radical hospitality. And that's not even talking about going one step further and say, do we have open homes? Are we inviting people to go out with us when we go out to eat? Are we inviting them to come to our house so we can get to know them better? Are we opening ourselves up in a bigger way than just when we're here? You know, people used to do that. And some of you still do. But the majority of us are just way, way too busy to practice radical hospitality. And go in there and make sure you're offering your best. You know, I know people whose greatest ministries is opening up their homes to others. I know people who are known because a teenager who's having trouble with their mom and dad knows if things aren't going well, they can go over to so-and-so's house and stay a day or two till things calm down. And this person will call and let the parents know they're there and they're okay. They're going to be taken care of and supervised. And those kids know that they've got a place for a little space. I know people who open their hearts to people that are just neighbors and have practically taken them in like they're family members. That's radical hospitality that our Lord calls on us to share with others. I know people that you can just drop on anytime and you're going to be welcome at their table and you're going to be welcome to stay as long as you can, and who feel good enough to say, now I've got to go do this, but you stay here, and if you need to leave, lock the door behind you. That's radical hospitality. Do we practice that in our lives? Do we see that as a witness in the name of Jesus Christ, both here at the church and in our lives and in our homes? Hospitality is actually one of the spiritual gifts. God gifts people with hospitality in a very special way, to have that kind of openness, but we're all called to live out radical hospitality. I know of a child in this church that keeps inviting a friend to come to church, and the parents won't let that child come. But that child keeps on inviting. That's radical hospitality. Who knows? Maybe one day God will touch the hearts of those parents, and that little friend will come to church because a little child wouldn't give up because they love Jesus and they love their friend. That's radical hospitality. Do you practice radical hospitality? Do we as a church go out of our way to practice radical hospitality? Abraham put himself out. Or, as is typical in the average household, he put his wife out. To do extra, to do more than was required. Are you willing to go that extra mile? And if you are, we'll see the difference here. And God will bless us and bless others if we hear the call of God through people like Abraham to practice radical hospitality. And sometimes, in addition to an open heart and an open mind and an open door, to extend our hospitality, we need open checkbooks and wallets and purses. Yesterday, I think we extended some radical hospitality in our community. We hoped many more would come, but to those who came, especially those outside our church, it was a chance for us to say we care about this community and we care about children and their families. We need to discover ways to show radical hospitality so we can lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Father, make hospitality a ministry for us, more than being a polite Southerner, more than just being a friendly person, but sharing our hearts, at least our names with one another. Find out a little bit about the people that sit around us every Sunday and move us beyond that to a kind of openness that invites people to explore the possibilities of a deep and true relationship within the fellowship of your church in Jesus Christ. Help us to go the extra mile instead of just doing what we've always done and being mindful of the stranger among us and sharing our best with them. For we ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.